kind of joking about this with our earlier guest, Les Still of Storm Track 12, about the upcoming interview, this being with James DeMayo, the author of What's on Your Plan? The Keeping Your Family Safe During Emergency Situations. And Les, of course, and I were kind of chortling about that in light of the experience of the past fall with Hurricanes Florence and Michael. And, of course, previous to that, Hurricanes Matthew. And I thought it was an interesting conversation we had about the future for the weather for us right now. For June looks like it's going to be a little below normal and over temperature, but also a significant amount of wet, as he pointed out. But it does lead to the conversation about how we prepare for those emergency situations. And joining us this morning, James DeMayo. What's your plan? Mr. DeMayo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks so much for the conversation. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Let's talk about this. What is your background first that you would want to write a book of this nature?
Well, absolutely. Again, thanks for the opportunity to have an ever so timely conversation about family safety and preparedness. James DeMayo, 28 years in security industry, 21 of which I was with the Nassau County Police Department on Long Island, New York. I retired from law enforcement in 2011 and transitioned into the private sector into my second career. And since 2011-2012, I earned a postgraduate degree at Adelphi University. I've been focusing primarily on event security as well as family safety and preparedness.
Okay, and let's talk about this. First question, do you find the vast majority of citizenry being prepared? Do they even think of preparedness in cases of a national emergency?
Well, it's a terrific question, and certainly in light of current challenges, we're seeing certainly domestically and internationally the need to have kind of a preset awareness to get in front of these challenges. Certainly Virginia Beach is most recent, but I just was attending an active shooter training just last night with a local police agency here in the Raleigh area. So again, the need to understand the importance of situational awareness, being out in front of the challenges. That's the main reason why I wrote this book. It was based on an experience I had with my family at a dorm shopping mall in late April 2017. And again, being in the industry nearly 29 years, when your youngest child, my son at the time, Aiden, was 13, said something to me when the lights went out in the mall, the little hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and it propelled me to have that conversation with my family on what we would do if we were faced with a true emergency situation.
Okay, now, of course, we're talking in this particular case, that being an issue of crime. I'm also thinking in terms of natural events such as, fires, and arguably that's a natural event, but fires, hurricanes, earthquakes, things of this nature. Do you divide that up between, say, an unexpected natural event or, well, even an anticipated natural event, say a hurricane, versus that of an event such as a criminal activity, an active shooter situation? Do you divide that up or is it the preparedness that pretty much the same in both instances?
I think the preparedness is pretty much the same in both instances. Again, I wrote the book in 2017. People say to me, James, your book is ever so timely. But as a security leader, in my mind, it was timely in obviously 2017. I certainly, with all the unfortunate incidents we're seeing around the world, I certainly could write another book. You know, I worked the aftermath of 9/11, the blackout in New York, Sandy, but being down here in North Carolina the last 2 years with Florence, didn't really know what to expect. So, you know, again, just sharing that information with your neighbors, being prepared, having enough water, having a safety plan, fully charged cell phones, having those, you know, fostering those communications with your first responders, whether it's, you know, obviously a criminal incident, an active shooter, some type of IED, explosive, an act of terrorism, or if it's something, again, with inclement and severe weather, you know, living along the coast where your radio listeners are now, being prepared in advance of knowing what to do to best survive these types of scenarios places you in a great position.
Okay. Now, the question, though, is how do you do this in such a fashion that you don't become fearful all the time? And by the way, our guest this morning, James DeMayo, the book, What's Your Plan? Is this something you develop in sort of a habitual fashion, just a sort of part of my normal routine? Or are these things that you've got to periodically take stock of, stop and say, okay, what do I do in this situation? And if you will, make sort of a quick inventory. What is your approach to this?
Well, my approach, again, may be a little bit different than yours. And just on a personal reference, my wife's girlfriend was in the Vegas shooting. Uh-huh. She was almost a victim of that tragic event, and she has my book, and she has PTSD. She can't get past Chapter 1. Ironically enough, Chapter 1 in my book is sports and entertainment venues. So it really just depends on where you are and your own personal experiences. But we're seeing, I really wish as a security leader I could sit here and say, things are getting better, but unfortunately they seem to be getting more volatile and more intense. So again, it's not a fear-based model, but it's one based on empowerment, having the conversation with family, knowing what you're going to do. For instance, if you're in a mall, you know how you got into the building, how you're going to get out. You have a special code word for your family, fully charged cell phones, a special meeting place as an example. So when you're in these confined spaces, to have that conversation with your family on knowing what to do when you're faced with these numerous challenges. We're seeing, obviously, challenges in school. Schools, obviously, places of worship, they're softer targets. So just as a society, if we come together, we share information, we let our first responders know if something seems out of the ordinary. Workplaces, again, are difficult targets. We're seeing challenges. We want to get out in front. We don't want to create fear again. The book is an empowerment-based model on sharing information in a timely manner to get out in front of the challenges.
James DeMaio again with us this morning. What's your plan? A question. As you've been writing this book, did you sort of look back and say, what is behind all of these experiences that we've been reporting here over the past 20 years? I mean, it really starts, I would argue, the pivotal point for me really is 9/11, but there were other experiences, Columbine being one of them. I'm wondering, as you've been writing this book, did you take into account what is the genesis of some of these issues? Is there something cultural? What's your thought?
Well, it's interesting. You know, every time there's a tragic situation, you know, people talk about gun control and mental health and, and you know, obviously different issues that are important, and they can be obviously contentious at times. And I think part of the problem is we're too busy talking at one another instead of working together to try to come up with real solutions to solve these problems. So, you know, I've been asked, do I think that teachers, you know, should be armed? Respectfully to the president, I disagree with that because I think you should have, you know, retired law enforcement and ex-military working in those spaces, properly vetted for PTSD, that know how to obviously engage active shooter targets. And they have that training. The teachers that I spoke to here in the Raleigh area, that's not what they signed up for. They're educators. So, again, we're looking at 2020. It's right around the corner. We have political instability. You know, we look at the Vegas shooter. The smartest people on the planet can't figure out why he did what he did. And, unfortunately, when something really, really bad happens, the experts get on TV, and I give them all the respect in the world, but they talk about motive. And we're talking about motive. We're talking about people no longer being here. Right. And that's a reactive approach to trying to solve these problems. So, again, my book is just something that hopefully adds value to the ongoing, ever-evolving threat continuum that we're seeing all throughout the United States and certainly, you know, internationally throughout the world.
James DeMaio with us this morning. What's your plan? James, do appreciate your time. I think this is an interesting conversation. Look forward to chatting with you probably in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you. Be safe. And I would just let the audience know to not be fearful, to get out in front of the challenges. Have the conversation with your family. Know what you're going to do in advance. And obviously, you know, be guided by law enforcement when they're responding to the scene. But thank you, everyone, for your support. And thank you for the conversation this morning.
Our pleasure. And congratulations on your efforts here. What's Your Plan by James DeMaio. And by the way, that's D-E-M-E-O. D-E-M-E-O. James DeMaio. What's Your Plan?
By now you've heard House Freedom Caucus Chairman.